to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4" parlor. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4" parlor.
Good morning. This is 91.5 WMFO. In the station today, I got a couple guests on the show that's still titled Will and Not Grace, featuring Will, and Grace is not here today. We have a couple guests. Starting on my left, we have...
Oh. Selena Vidal.
We have Selena Vidal. Welcome, Selena.
And then, well, thank you.
And then to the right of her, we have two other guests that we've had on the show before.
Hi, it's Rachel again.
And?
It's not Rachel again.
It's Oliver.
It's Oliver.
It's Oliver and Rachel. Oh, I'm so glad to...
Can you hear me?
I can't because my headset ain't working. This so we're gonna sag this one. Is this one pretty grody?
I'm not thinking it's working.
Oh. I don't know. Where's the button? Yeah. You know, who needs it? Am I right? Oh, there we go. Hey, this one works perfectly. It just wasn't on.
Woo!
We're all working here at WMFO.
Power cycle solves everything.
Well, we're not working because we're all still half asleep here, except for Will Wilson, who's always ready to have a rootin' tootin' day at 5 a.m.
All right. Ew. Yeah, you know it. I am.
The only college student I've ever met. The sleep schedule thrilled. Of an 80-year-old. Lives his life like an octogenarian. That's what I always say.
I'm having a good day. Make sure you tonk.
I will.
Into it, I mean. Oh, you just have to be a little closer. It's kind of weird, right?
Okay.
Why are you having such
really
a good day?
I mean, you don't have to be that. You don't have to
make out with the microphone. It's my game plan for today.
All right. So, first on the list of things to talk about, only because they happen, and I have to talk about them, and I'm not upset.
He's upset.
He's
upset.
I don't like the results. Yes. Yeah.
Are we talking about the Grammys?
The G Rammies, yeah.
The Grannies.
What were you most upset about?
Dang, Bruno Mars won Best R&B. Not cool. That is not R&B music.
Pretty silly.
Yeah, that's accurate.
I mean, you know, like, sure, okay, whatever. Record of the year. That's Grammys being Grammys. He didn't deserve it, but it's just disappointing. Did they have a little chat feature here? Chat now. Mm. I could chat with the Grammys and tell them that I'm upset.
I think you should do that.
I'm certain no one's done that before.
But you have to pinpoint what you're upset about. That's the problem. Is it you have a problem with the nomination process of Bruno Mars' album being allowed into the R&B category? Or, like, what part specifically are you upset about?
I mean, yeah, kind of all of it.
The whole thing. Mm.
They need new staff. They need to get some fresh minds in there.
You know what I was thinking? I'm a fresh mind, and I was actually considering the Grammys, and I was thinking for the 1,000th Grammys... It's going to have to be something special, right? You're going to want to call it something really special. Uh-oh. I think we should probably call it the Kilogrammies, because...
You told me you were coming with jokes.
It just have a lot of weight to it, you know? It'd really pack a punch and just show wow. how massive the event is.
What number Grammys did we just have?
This was the 60th.
This was the 60th, so...
Oh.
So in just a few years, it'll be the Kilogrammies.
This is
in our lifetime. We'll see the Kilogrammies.
Exactly. Here, this is what I think. This is what I think. Hold on. Here we go.
Here we go.
Nice.
That was delayed.
Sorry. Yeah, I had to queue up the feature. You told me you were coming with jokes. I wasn't ready. I should have.
Well, now you know.
Should have had it on. I'm not. Yeah, it's just disappointing. That I heard it described as a music show for teenagers that teenagers don't watch. So,
I'm not a teen anymore. I can't respond.
Yeah.
On the subject.
Yep. Sorry,
Selena. Another teenager.
Oh, our resident teenager.
Teen. Let's get off this. Let's get off this gross.
Yes, this as the gross resident website. Teen. I would say that I personally don't watch the Grammys. However, I had a bougie friend who attended. I don't know if that counts. So
define bougie. Our teen on deck at this point.
Yeah.
How would you define bougie for our massive audience at this hour?
And then also, is being bougie and bad a correlation or causation?
Okay. Bougie, I would define as doing extravagant things and living an extravagant life. I specifically associate it with a young age. I don't know why, but like I do. And I think I would say it could be a causation, but in some cases bad is a correlation.
It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle choice.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah.
Jealous sometimes, but sometimes I'm not.
You want to be bougie?
Sometimes you got to work for your bougie.
Is it a softer G than what I'm saying?
I think it
I'm
is.
I'm saying bougie.
Yeah, you're saying bougie. Like,
it's almost like boogie.
Almost.
Or like it's like a, that's the kind of juice you'd get at is the Taco Bell.
Is it bougie?
Bougie, yes. It would be.
Bougie.
I want some of that bougie juice.
That's like how a 50-year-old person says it. Are you bougie? Trying to get with the kids.
Very good.
Bougie. Memes.
I've been looking at all these memes online.
Oh God! I just came back from Australia, and they actually had a billboard that said it said meme is pronounced meme, not meme. They had a billboard that said that for all the elderly people.
I've been saying it for years. There's no continent that takes their memes more seriously than the Down Under.
That's right.
Yeah. Very How true. Was the Down Under?
warmer than here. Miss it. Going back.
I'm sorry.
How warm.
But, you know, you have to get to get over it.
I'm sorry. That's nice.
I'm sorry. That was very rude. It's 5:07. The weather is
weather report.
Beautiful outside.
The weather outside
yeah,
is
let's,
frightful.
Let me pull up an official weather report.
Don't use Apple weather. It lies.
I don't use Apple, remember? There
I
we
know,
go.
Too.
We're looking at a blistering or a balmy 18 degrees, 11 mile per hour winds from 5 to 8, and then from 6 on to 12, we're going to see a rise slowly up into the 30s, where we'll meet our high at a nice, solid 30 degrees.
Sunrise will be 1 minute before 7 a.m. today. You're going to see that wonderful golden orb of what's supposed to be warming this godforsaken city.
It is
coming
warming
up at
us.
6:59.
To 30 degrees.
That's your weather report.
True.
5:08. That took us less than a minute.
We are pretty
efficient.
We're on top of it.
I would say we're
on top of it. Looking forward into this week, we're going to have some rain on Thursday, cloudy skies on Friday, some cloudy, sunny skies on Saturday, but then more rain, more clouds, and more rain.
I love rain.
Oh. It might be snow, though.
And when I cry, you can't tell.
Snow. Oh. All right. Okay.
I have a question for our resident teenagers.
Yes, Selena.
Dun, dun, dun.
What?
What is the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs about?
What?
That movie upsets me.
Really?
Because there's a children's book, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
It's much better.
And it's so different. It is much better.
Yeah.
Much Frankly
better.
Put, the art is and it's beautiful. It's not trying to make just a bunch of food puns. The whole
typical
the whole
Tufts
show.
Kids upset with a classic animated film.
It's not no. The classic is in the book.
I wouldn't
hey,
call it
now,
a classic
that
animated
me.
Film. Oh gosh,
that makes me that makes me upset.
Do you have a little soundboard with like effects?
No, but here, let me get like a little. We could, yeah. Actually, I do have a sound effect board. I just forgot to take it out.
Okay.
Well,
here, let's wheel it in.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Hold on. There we go. Right. Oh no. A little closer. Stop. Perfect. All right. No. We got here. All right. Nice. That's what I need.
So yeah, we do have a sound effect board. You know, I don't use it too often because I don't really know how good it is. Mm. But we will find out, you know, later.
Okay. You should just put one in when we're not expecting it.
Well, no, it's all about being well-timed.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, what's on everyone's agendas today on a Wednesday?
Laundry.
That's what you have to talk about on a radio show. I'm going to be taming lions at 1. That's my new class, Intro to Lion Taming.
All right.
It's from my circus degree in the School of Arts and Sciences.
You
know,
I heard you were going to major in animal taming with a minor in circus.
No, I switched. My major is now in circus. And I have a minor in animal taming. I just thought it was more applicable.
Yeah. Especially to the market. We're seeing circuses everywhere nowadays.
Yeah.
It's really important to adapt.
I just really felt like...
Set the elephants free, mate. Come
well,
on.
I think that the Grammys... By the time we get to the Kilogrammys, it's just going to be a circus, to be honest.
You've already said that so, joke.
So I know. I just like to keep referring to it, so that way I get more and more credit for it. That was started with me, Oliver Marsden. So when it gets really popular on a meme or something, it'll just be known that... Oliver Marsden at Tufts University began.
Somebody at Tufts University began that.
The Kilogrammy.
I'm sorry. I'm not sick, but...
But you're in that in-between stage where... Is it the gray area?
I'm just tired.
You cough when you're tired?
You know, it's been a long week, and it still has more to it.
What more do you have to your week?
I have to finish some writing.
Oh. Hmm.
For multiple sources.
What's your favorite class this semester so far?
My favorite class is probably Education 1, School and Society. I'm really enjoying it. My professor, Steve Cohen, is a sweetheart. He's
That's
great.
That's a good name.
I love him. He's a riot in the classroom, but he also knows how to keep the discussion serious. He's very good. He's very balanced. I'm going to sneeze soon.
That was a good sneeze.
Favorite class. We'll just go around. We'll just kind of, you know.
Favorite class?
Sure.
I'd go with my Anthropology of Linguistics and Culture class. It's pretty interesting. We're learning about sociolinguistics, and right now we're learning about... Oh, what article did I just read?
You have two engineers in the room. Can you use smaller words?
Yeah, so it's... Yeah, we're learning about the Malay Peninsula and how they... use different words for smells than we do. Fun fact.
For smells?
Mm-hmm, because they're like hunters and gatherers, so they have more words in their language for smells.
Wow.
I know. Fascinating when you're not an engineer.
That's amazing.
Zing.
She's savage. Ahead. Savage is warning. All right, you've been here for so long. Rachel, that was don't do that thing that you were just trying to do. What's your favorite class this semester? You just got back.
So I haven't actually started classes yet, and I don't start for another week. So
you can't answer this question,
so
Oliver.
Rolling.
What's your favorite class, Oliver?
Well, first, I'd just like to say that anyone listening right now who'd like to talk about their favorite class that they took in college, high school, pre-K.
Gym
we're more
class.
Than willing.
Can I call in
to discuss Intro to Physical Education and how your gym teacher bullied you? We're very willing to work through that with you. Before we get no calls, I want to just slide in that.
That's kind of negative.
Wait. I got a call one time
that have a favorite class. And my favorite class is called ES4, and it is Engineering Science 0004.
It's
Digital System.
We're gonna put this I can't say the rest of that. But
the professor is fantastic. She's the first female employed by the School of Engineering, and she was when
Respect.
She began.
Good.
And she has
Future's
two
female.
Patents. The White House called her up after 9/11 to use her device in New York City. to reinstate communications in the city. So she's fantastic. She's going to be really cool to learn from.
That's so cool. Dang.
Neat. Very neat.
Let's spice this up with a little music. We're going to take a quick break here on 91.5 WMFO.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
hit you dangerously. Night for night, I cried and said, to myself, he's there for me. Honestly, I don't believe he is nothing but a joke. I choke him. Want to maltreat him. I want to squeeze him and break his neck, 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 neck. I say, ooh, I got nothing but a heartache. And I just wanna let you know that I'm about to go insane. You know that I will soon take my gun, my gun to shoot him down. He's gonna go. I'm about to shoot him.
WMFO. Welcome back to the show. It is 5:22 in the morning.
Time flies when you're having fun, am I right?
That's right. We're joined by three guests, Selena, Rachel, Oliver, in the studio. Woo! That's more energy I've exerted in that one opening right there than I have all morning.
The last 22 minutes.
Actually, climbing up the stairs was a lot.
We're going to be waking you up on your daily commutes, as you get ready your breakfast, as you prepare to wake up your children. For the next 38 minutes, we're going to be your entertainment. Just pure adrenaline.
Yep. Get ready.
Coursing
your,
through your body.
Get ready your breakfasts. And
that sounded really weird.
Yeah, it's what he said.
I know.
Yeah. Ready your breakfasts.
Ready. Get your breakfasts ready.
Brecky.
In a line. Brecky. Brecky. All right, Miss Australia.
Brecky.
I'm so ready for...
I could go for a nice brekkie on the Bobby.
Yeah, I actually want to hear... What is everyone's favorite type of breakfast? It's actually a very polarizing subject. Because some people are purists. You know, they like bacon, egg...
They're bacon, egg...
Toast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then other people are neo-futurists. You know, they really enjoy pancakes, waffles...
I don't think that's very neo-futurist.
Oatmeal, and I don't like oatmeal.
Oh,
I'm just
really?
Saying, giving it more options.
See, yeah. If I had to guess, I would have said that you were an oatmeal person.
Yeah, I wish I was.
Seem like an oatmeal
person. I feel like one. Sometimes.
Do you ever just eat dry oat? Because that could be good.
Yeah, actually, but not.
Not the meal.
It just doesn't do it for me. Yeah.
Do you pour in enough brown sugar? You have to use at least half a bag per bowl in order to enjoy it.
I think that's why I.
You have to consume 60 grams of sugar in your actual bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah, I need to figure out a way to enjoy oatmeal.
What is your favorite?
My go-to breakfast here, at least, is just peanut butter.
I don't want your go-to.
Oh, yeah, you always have the peanut butter banana.
My favorite toast.
Yeah, I always do like peanut butter on toast and a banana. At home, I do peanut butter on toast with granola sprinkled on and a banana.
Why don't you do the granola here?
Because it's just not the same.
Sad.
I don't think it
makes going home
special.
Don't
have that Idaho granola.
I don't think it tastes any different. I just choose not to. It's okay.
Bold choice.
I don't know. Sometimes I just do the eggs and then whatever else they have. But my favorite thing to eat in the morning, because they only serve it in the morning sometimes, are the frozen raspberries.
Okay, better question. If you went out to eat for breakfast, what would you get? I don't want to hear about dining hall food.
Sucks.
At a hometown place?
Yes, or wherever. Could be a bougie place.
Well,
also.
It depends what they specialize in, right?
Sure, but if it was your birthday.
I know what I'd get.
Okay, what is it?
I'd get a skillet. With something on it. So, like, the one I'm thinking of is a country fried steak skillet. So, it's, like, chicken fried steak, gravy, eggs. And then really good, not hash browns, but, like...
Grits?
Hash.
They're like...
Hash shredded
cubes.
Hash.
They're like the potato cubes that we eat. But they're
fries?
But they're crunchier. Yeah, they're kind of like that. It's really good. Mm. But, you know, if I had, like, a skillet, I'd be down to eat, like... You could just change all that and just make it an omelet.
Right.
And I'd love that too.
Mm-hmm.
Really depends on what the restaurant is good at, right?
Sure.
Like there's a restaurant near Davis, Renee's Cafe. Have you been there?
Oh, I've heard it's really good.
Yeah, I went there. I got the lumberjack.
Yeah, you
I got
did.
I'm looking right at him, the lumberjack himself, But I got the lumberjack. It was way too much food. They give you like three normal meals.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was too much. I forced myself to eat two of the three, and I couldn't get to the third.
So it's the right amount for me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, great. It's really good. The pancakes are very, very yummy.
That's the word you'd use.
They are go so far so as to say
they are yummy.
They're very, very yummy. That's right. Yum-y. They're very good. In fact, depending on the time that they open, I'm not gonna say we. You know, just thinking something.
Should go there.
If we have time, that would be cool.
Heck yeah. Mm.
We'll do some research. We'll get our in-studio engineers on the research tab.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Meanwhile, am I the only one that's working on this breakfast list?
I have a comment to make.
Yeah, comment.
So I don't ever think going to IHOP in the morning for breakfast is really a good idea. However, a late night IHOP run is a classic.
Snaps to that.
A
snaps
classic.
To that. That's the only time you go to IHOP.
I will concur. That's true. That is absolutely true.
I think the only reason the IHOP in my hometown failed is because they didn't stay up late.
This was not a 24-hour IHOP.
They opened up at 5 and closed at 6.
Oh. 6
p.m.?
Too early.
Yeah.
Too
that
early.
Should be
too
5 early. P.m. to 6 a.m. That would have been a better time.
They missed prime time.
For IHOP.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they actually. Don't bad business, you know. They don't understand.
Right. What are they doing? Must be run by those old people.
They think
people.
They're a breakfast place. Someone needs to tell them.
Like Selena. I really don't think I've ever been there for breakfast.
Favorite breakfast?
I gotta go with like the classic, you know, like two eggs. Sunny
I knew
side
there
up.
Would be one. There'd be one.
I just love
we can,
it.
We can also okay. cut her some slack.
Oh, because
we have. We have a gluten-free alert.
That's the worst alert
right, that's
ever.
A lot. That is a lot.
That's the gluten-free alert. Everyone's got to know.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I vary my breakfast with some gluten-free toast in there, you know, and the hash browns. And I always go for bacon over sausage, I would say.
Really?
Move. Yeah.
I'm a bigger fan of the sausage myself. It's more filling. Yeah, there's more. When you do sausage, you get a whole link. You get a whole link. But with only bacon, you just get a dumb little, strip.
Dumb. How could you say
I just think
dumb?
It's strip? Hard because I feel like sausage is pretty standard when you go out, but the bacon
correct.
Could be good or bad.
Correct.
You
make
a valid
mean?
Point. That's true.
I like my bacon uncooked.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I like my bacon so cooked you couldn't tell it was alive in the first place. I want it.
God.
I want it crisp. I want to see it like a flat crisp piece, like a piece of turkey bacon, but bad for me.
Turkey bacon is terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Turkey bacon. I had a Jewish friend when I was younger, and
what happened to him?
One Jewish friend.
Yeah.
And.
I think he means his
had
best friend.
Turkey bacon.
To this day.
And I could not stand it. It's just not good. And he thought that it was amazing. And I was like, you've never had pork. You wouldn't know. You can't. It's well, for people who've never experienced it, it's difficult to explain exactly what it tastes like.
Speaking of
good
meat, I have a.
Yeah, we're coming up on the halfway report. A.K.A. the PSA.
PSA.
Give us wait, a PSA just, alert.
Woo! All right, no.
It's just for gluten-free.
Rachel, hit us with that PSA. Wait, real quick.
Yeah.
Turn your microphone so I can just see something. Perfect. All right, Rachel, hit us with that PSA.
All right, so today the PSA starts... with Food Not Bombs. It's a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. They don't mention gluten-free here, but alas. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world. They do this to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Now, each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food, not bombs.
Not bombs.
Is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. A public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you so much, Rachel. That was our PSA.
Food Not Bombs. You're welcome, by the way.
Good name for an album.
I don't know.
I'm dropping food, not bombs.
It's like a care package dropping rescue. Yeah.
Also, for the question that came before, Renee's Cafe opens at 7:30.
Oh, that's another way PSA. Too late. If it opened up at 6, we could go. But it doesn't.
Alas.
So we'll have to plan a breakfast date after the show next time.
But wait, the show... We'll end at 6 again.
We'll think about it. We'll figure out a... We'll find a solution.
We'll see if we can get Renee to open the cafe a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm. We'll start a support union.
Start a Food Not Bombs Rally cooperative.
The perfect. Rally the troops, yep.
Maybe Renee is listening right now.
Except I yeah, what's want up, some Renee? Eggs.
Thanks for tuning in.
Well, if you had one thing to tell Renee, what would it be?
Thanks.
Thanks.
For feeding me that one time.
Concise. It was concise.
You gave me so much food. I will say the house fries, which are a staple, I wasn't a fan of because I found that they were too peppery and salty.
Both?
I think it was over peppered and over salted.
All right. Well, if Renee is actually just shake them off before you eat them. Eat there anymore,
Renee? I'm sorry. True. I'm sorry. I take it back. No, I don't take it back. I'm going to stand my ground with this one.
That they're too salty.
We have a whoppy. We're maxing out here at 10,000 listeners.
Whoa! Wow. I can hear them banging on the studio doors.
Yeah, we're maxing out at 10,000. Sorry, I read the number wrong. It says 8. Oh. we got a whopping 8 viewers, but that doesn't count for the other 7,992 viewers in their car. No.
Do you want us to take over?
I'm really struggling with this. I'm really struggling with this whole math thing.
You know what? Just leave it to people.
Thought it was 900.
Leave it to the
9,992 viewers in their vehicles. Let's just go with that. Perfect.
Yeah, that works.
Right,
that works.
Let's see that one. Mm-hmm. Pick that. Good choice.
So, what now? What do you guys... I think we're all more tired this morning than we were the last time we did the show.
False. That is so false. I'm rallied this time.
The last time we did the show, we were ready to go to break. We were about to leave and go home.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're in the middle of a school week.
Well, you're in the middle of a school week. I'm doing laundry today.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm in the middle of a housework week.
Can you just come over here and do some more work for me?
Anything for you, Will Wilson.
Yes. You forget that she's a nuclear engineer. She works at a nuclear reactor. I don't know how much she'll be able to help you.
So laundry actually means classes. Cleaning bombs.
Yes.
Food, not bombs.
But as we know, so you clean food.
But gluten-free food, not bombs.
It's irradiated food.
Pew, pew, pew.
We did it once. There's no more.
Oh,
it's just when you enter.
Oh, you want the alert?
Is that what you're asking for?
I like the alert too.
There we go.
All right. Okay.
That's what's now.
That's the music we're listening to. You opened it up.
Selena
asked for it.
Before the show, I gave everybody little questionnaire forms to fill out and ask, hey, who do you want to be the guest star in this show aside from the other three people?
We have a lot of guests this
and
morning.
And so, the guest consensus is going to come down.
Drum roll, please.
It's going to come down to Oliver.
Sorry.
That's okay. So wait, just who's our guest this morning, Oliver? They haven't quite arrived, so you can just talk normally with the microphone. You don't have to. He's going in.
Well, what are the options? Who do we have on deck?
Well, you remember the questionnaire form. Just who did you want to be our guest this morning?
if I
I wrote down Kevin Spacey, but
I actually,
I'm not sure what
he's asked for. Nope. Kronk.
You asked for Kronk?
From The Emperor's New Groove. Yeah. Can we have Kronk come on?
Yeah, I think or just Patrick Warburton, really. No. You don't have to.
Did you want?
Here he is right now.
That wasn't even a knock.
That was just his heavy footfall.
Wait, is he in llama form or in regular form?
Hey, it is Kronk from Emperor's New Groove.
Kronk, how's it going,
come on
man?
In the door. What's Kronk, up, man?
Grab a seat.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, he's a big guy, you know. He has to get in his seat. Kronk, how are you doing this morning?
Hey there. Doing pretty well.
And what have you been up to on this morning? You just decided to drive by WMFO Medford?
Yeah, you know. It's pretty close here to my normal job. Guzco, great boss, but he has me work in the early hours.
Oh,
what are you doing so early this morning?
You know, cleaning potion bottles, making my Brussels sprouts. You know, the favorites.
Yum.
The Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I'm really impressed, Kronk. You know, I heard you're a busy man. But you get a lot of critique for, you know, slacking off on the job. So what's up with that? You know, are you really working hard or hardly working?
Exactly. Well,
you know, I'm doing all right here. It's been a good time, but you know, I'm pretty busy. I find less time to slack off when my boss is always on me.
That's tough. When the boss is overseeing you, really tough. Man, I have a question for Kronk.
I don't know.
So, my girlfriend Rachel has been annoying me lately. How do I poison her? What type of poison do I use?
Rachel,
what are
your ingredients? This is a threat, I think,
poison.
On air.
You mean poison for Rachel? Rachel's poison. Rachel poison. It's labeled Rachel right here. Got it.
I think so. Yeah. So what would you put in a?
Oh well, you know, you can always turn her into an animal. That was my favorite.
Okay, like, what type of animal would
like,
you recommend?
Well, you know, whatever she feels like.
Would you suggest a Sicilian
Kronk, you're
sugar
a riot.
Glider?
Kronk, you're
I think I'd turn into a panther and
a
maim. Maim
a
some
panther.
People.
I like it.
Do you guys have any questions for
Kronk?
Yeah, for Kronk. You know, he's famous around the land for being a bodyguard. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of your film, Kronk. I actually have an intense question. How do you feel about you did attempt to murder the Emperor in the film.
Oh, no. What?
Kronk, we all know it's true, but...
Yeah, we do.
It's fine.
Hey,
we're chill. We're cool. We're cool.
But listen, it wasn't really me.
Oh.
You know. You know, my old boss, she really didn't like the guy. I love him. He pays me well. All I have to do is carry him around, give him a couple massages. It's, you know.
With the hand motion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, duh.
So, Kronk, we all know you're a big guy. You've got a nice physique, I'm going to be honest.
Pretty swole.
So, what's your trick, man? How do you keep
you
your
know,
body type?
The diet.
The diet.
Yeah. Abs are made in the kitchen. I've been preaching it for years. Why do you think I eat my Brussels sprouts so often?
So it's just Brussels sprouts?
No. You got to get your mix of protein, carbs, and fats. But it's also about routine. Hitting up the gym every morning, 6 a.m. on the double.
Oh, so this is on your way to the gym then?
Yeah, this is my shoulder day.
Shoulders. A specific day?
Yeah, shoulders.
Wow.
You know, chest, back, legs, shoulders, and arms. Shoulders and arms, same day. You know, duh.
So I have a quick question. For you, Kronk. So what are you doing later?
Oh, well, you know.
Kronk, are you at a loss for words?
I got work to do today. Thank you so much, Kronk. It seems like you got to leave the studio.
I think Rachel just got turned down by an animated character named Kronk.
Kronk's leaving the door. See you, Kronk.
Bye,
we'll
Kronk.
Catch you next
Bye.
Time.
Bye. See no, you
love
later.
Him love him to death.
What a good guy. Good guy, Kronk.
You know what, Will Wilson, I must say something to you now is that your voice, incredibly similar to Patrick Warburton.
You know?
Very, very, very similar.
You know, some days I think it is. Today, I didn't really sound like it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. Yeah. Did it? I can't say.
I don't know. I maybe we should ask our guest.
You think it was okay?
No, I loved it. I thought it was great. I mean,
loved it. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Having Kronk on the show.
I invited him. Yeah. It was really nice of you.
Yeah, Oliver, thank you for picking him out. Oliver wrote a really good little short answer to why he wanted Kronk. Let's just talk about that for now. But we can kind of talk about him by talking about the movie Baby Driver.
Great flick.
Oliver just saw recently.
Great flick. Yay, our baby grew up. Baby Driver.
I'm so glad that you saw the movie.
Loved it.
Because it's a good movie.
It's a great flick.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
You watch it again and you see more Easter eggs. Then you watch it a third time and you're tired
of
watching
it. Is that how many times you've seen it?
I've seen it 3 times.
Oh, so you're tired of it?
I like it. I didn't watch the whole thing. It was better the third time because it wasn't... Right after another.
Fantastic soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
True.
Of course.
Selena, what was your favorite part of the movie?
I gotta say that scene where he's getting the coffee and it's all one shot for I would say a solid 4 minutes. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Filmed it all in one take.
Yep. There's a lot of detail in that scene too.
Oh, yes.
With all the words that match the songs and...
I actually, my favorite song from there was featured heavily. It's called Brighton Rock. It's by Queen. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. And I think that we might be able to play that for you this morning.
Maybe or maybe not.
Depends on what kind of mood Will Wilson's in, I guess.
You know, last night, Oliver was preaching about wanting to listen to some new music.
It's true.
So I might throw... some new funky tunes his way coming up at the 5:45 hour. Guys, we're going to take a short music break. Coming up next, we have some Kieran J. Callahan, Bravado, and maybe a little something else. Stay tuned in to 91.5 WMFO.
All right,
Kieran J. Callahan, Bravado, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Mass. You're on Will and Grace with some guests, Selena,
Will,
Rachel,
and
Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get a copyright claim for that one. So I'm looking to get a new show, looking for that two-hour slot. We can cross our fingies, hope for something.
Cross those phalanges.
Yep. We're going to name it.
Crossed.
It'll be deemed The Will. 91.5.
The Will.
The Will. The Will.
Wilson.
The Way.
Yeah,
I'm actually not to tone down the whole vibe of the show, but I've been thinking about it for a while, and I think I'm gonna write my last will and testament. I think it's important to have and just like put out there, because I you know what, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I want to do something that would just like have my estate in order. And so I think I'm going to do it.
What
I think,
state?
I think
what
I'm also...
State?
Like your gaseous state or your liquid state?
I think I'm also...
Because I know, I'm a noble gas here, okay? You know, I come from a rich line
of
radon?
Yes!
No?
Is it? Xenon, krypton, neon. Yeah. Radon might be one. I have to double check.
I think radon.
It'd be below xenon, maybe.
Radon.
Is this a chemistry lesson now? No one liked hearing
I
about
love chemistry.
About my final will and testament.
I've never... It is a noble gas. It's a tasteless noble gas, though. Yeah. Which means it has no taste.
It can also be...
That's not what it means.
a radioisotope and some...
You know, I've never been... I've never been in a chemistry class.
Not even in high school?
Nope.
Oh.
It's my goal to avoid one.
What? I was going to say, I'll teach you some chemistry.
Yeah. I learned plenty. I took, like, in eighth grade, there was, like, a general science thing.
Yeah.
So I know everything about... I know everything.
I know everything about chemistry.
Like, valence electrons.
Did you ever smoke out a gummy bear in a test tube with your professor?
Yeah, actually. That one was really not that exciting.
What? Are you kidding?
It literally just melted.
It was so cool.
And then it got caramelized.
Yeah.
I mean,
you did that in the eighth grade?
Yeah, I've done that on a campfire before, too.
All right, well, your childhood was a lot better than mine.
Burning
that
gummy
bears. That was the most fun I ever had.
It's a pretty high bar to set for childhood.
Cool. Listen, it was neat.
There's a lot of cool things I've burned on
neater
a campfire.
Than your will and
like hot dogs and marshmallows, which are really just balls
Jiffy
of
Pop.
Sugar. What is a marshmallow?
Amazing.
Pork gelatin and sugar.
Pork?
Yep.
Is it pork gelatin?
That's pork gelatin.
Oh, okay. Thought you were saying pork gelatin.
It's kind of grody, to be honest.
That is pretty
it's
gross.
Very grody.
It's very good, in my opinion.
Actually, speaking of pork, I'm sorry, Will. I actually asked another guest on the show.
No,
carnivore.
You don't have a lot of time.
I asked a carnivore onto the show, one who has eaten pigs before.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the movie Hoodwinked.
Oh, the cult hit from, I believe, 2004. Hoodwinked, with the big twist at the end and the little rabbit creature.
It's an incredible movie, and I got the big bad wolf.
Here he comes in.
Played by Patrick Warburton.
Come on in.
Hey.
Big bad wolf. Come on in. Hey there, guys. Hey there. What's going on? Great to be here.
Wolf, you know, you sound similar to Kronk.
Who?
Have you ever met Cusco's assistant, Kronk?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Cusco.
Wow, this guy's good, guys. Patrick Warburton. Let's get him an Oscar.
Big Bad Wolf, you used to work as an investigative journalist.
That's right.
But, well, I mean, what are you doing nowadays?
I keep up in that line of work.
You're still an investigative journalist.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, there's a lot of neat stories coming up, but nothing as good as that big hoodwinked one, you know?
What was your most recent story about?
Well, you know, I've been working in secret services. Wait.
He's a spy.
Are you allowed to say that on air, Big Bad Wolf?
That you were in the secret service?
He's pulling out his phone right now.
He's getting a call.
Hey, Big, what are you doing? Hey.
He's running out.
And he just ran out of the studio.
I will say that the phone... screen displayed a picture of Donald Trump and said, call from the White House. So I think he had urgent business to attend
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it looked like a flashing red screen that said compromise. That's and there he is behind the wind. Oh.
Is he getting taken down?
Yeah, you can see him. Yeah.
Oh, that looked bad.
Yeah, he's getting tackled out there.
Yeah, you know, the people they send after compromised Secret Service agents are
not nice.
Big guys.
They're not
big
nice.
Guys. They are scary people.
They're not very secretive either. They're pretty No, they're pretty open about their violence, I'll tell you that.
Yep.
It's like the kind of people that guard Malia Obama.
Mm.
Right?
Does she get guarded?
Yeah, I think she does.
She's at Harvard University?
She's at Harvard, yeah. And she has guards.
False.
Really?
Right?
No.
I
think she just lives in a regular dorm.
She's been
I have not guards. Met Malia.
She's been at Tufts before.
She has.
And we missed her. Should have invited her on the show.
So sad. 5 a.m.
She would have loved the show. Oh, that's a shame.
You could call her up at Harvard. She'd come over.
We'll have some contacts.
You know, I got friends in high places. Like Oliver.
Is that
here.
Why you're going to Tufts?
Like Oliver, he's pretty tall. Was that I don't know if that's a burn or a
No, I'm just a, if you have friends in high places at Harvard.
Yeah. I mean, you're pretty tall.
Oh.
I'm not at Harvard, but
I don't think that was
I just said all friends. I said was friends in high places.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I am 6'7".
I am
in the 100th
percentile. It's the loophole. It's the loophole, you know?
Oh, I love the loophole.
Yeah. Gotta find ways around stuff. Oh, it's 5:53. We're coming up to an end. I'm sad. I don't want the show to end. I want to go on for another hour.
Forever.
But if no one shows up, then we have another hour available to us. Hey, he showed up. Great timing.
That was perfect timing.
That
was actually perfect.
Because he has an alternating show. I didn't know if it was him this week or if it was the other guy. But I think the other guy might have dropped out, and he's coming in every week now.
Who do we have coming in right now? Is it Joe from Family Guy?
No.
played by Patrick Warburton?
Nope.
Is that who we have going? No, that's not. No, sorry. It's the next DJ for the next hour slot.
It's the next DJ. It's because... Yeah, he alternates with someone named Fabio.
Oh, Fabio.
Yeah, you know, y'all know him.
We all do.
He's known around the station. That's right. That's right.
For those of you who woke up before 6, I applaud you. Your determination is well received. You are the people that this country was built on.
Yep.
This type of get out and go mentality. It's what we need. It's what we need to thrive, to push forward. Rachel, what do you think about that? Do Australians wake up that
what
early?
What do you guys think about that big phone behind you?
That's a big phone.
Yeah, that's a pretty big phone.
It's a phone.
Wow. Is that where you receive the calls?
No.
The call?
Is that the emergency phone?
I forgot about this cheat sheet right here. It tells me exactly how to answer
them. Convenient.
If you have anything that you want to talk to us about, can be personal.
Write us a
it
letter.
It can be about your last will and testament.
Call us in the next minute before I play our last song.
Our very last song.
Yep.
Do you guys have an incredible Wednesday morning.
Do you guys have anything else to leave off on?
Happy hump day.
It is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
All right, Rachel, that's... Selena, do you have anything to leave us off on?
No, I mean, it's been great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah.
It was great to meet Patrick Warburton twice.
Poop.
And
we had two guests, and neither of which were Patrick Warburton.
Oh, I'm out of it. It's early.
Crunk. That's okay. You know,
let's give a round of applause.
We're gonna be going into our next show very soon. We're gonna leave you off with one more song. By Alex Cameron on the album Force Witness. It's called Politics of Love. We'll catch you guys next time, 91.5 WMFO on Will and Not Grace, or maybe a different show soon. See you guys soon.
Crossed my mind. entrenched, I'm an earthly delight. I see a woman rolling round in some scattered seed, and a man trying to fly two kites. Love taught me how to walk, it taught me how to talk, but it never taught me how to vote. The dream is gone and I can hardly stay afloat. You could ride in on a raven, baby, you could ride in on a dove. Makes no difference when you come round here, there ain't no politics in love. You could ride in on an eagle, baby, you could ride in on a rug. Makes no difference when you come round here, there ain't no politics in love. Did not consecrate. We got all that we need on this side anyway. On our muscle bed to cushions, drinking cherry breeze. We sleep naked and we sleep in late. Cause the devil's in the deets and the angels in the sheets, while they're shredding the remaining votes. She said the dream is gone and I can hardly stay afloat.